The degree to which the President of the United States is seeking the identity of the whistleblower and talking about both the whistleblower and the chair of the Intel Committee as having maybe spied and committed treason, how dangerous is that?
So let's separate the whistleblower from Chairman Schiff for a second and just focus on the whistleblower. It is beyond outrageous. I don't even know if I have words to describe how awful I think it is that the President of the United States has publicly targeted the whistleblower and said, we are trying to find the whistleblower's identity, has said it's like being a spy, and has made all kinds of derogatory statements about the whistleblower being politically motivated with no basis for any of those allegations. The entire purpose of the whistleblower statute is to allow people to come forward in secrecy to provide this information to the inspector general. And the president, it's not that he doesn't understand it. He doesn't care because someone is opposing him. And what the president has done repeatedly is vilify people who disagree with him. And so anyone who disagrees with him is corrupt, is wrong, is politically motivated. And it is part of this whole deep state conspiracy that the president argues. And it is outrageous that the president has targeted the whistleblower. So I don't know how many ways I could possibly say this, but it is one of the things that I saw and really, you know, you and I have both seen a lot, and I think I'm not startled by a lot. This, to me, it crosses such a fundamental line of what democracy and the rule of law is about, which is that, you know, this is how the law is structured to put checks and balances into our government. And the president, again, is trying to eviscerate all of that.
It's going to be character assassination of the first order. The whistleblower statute is supposed to protect a true whistleblower who, by the way, in this case, didn't leak to the press, crossed every T, dotted every I, got the approval of the inspector general of the intelligence community, an appointee of Donald Trump. At a minimum, he should not have to worry that the leader of the free world, the commander in chief, goes on television and suggests maybe execution is the right consequence for his playing by the rules and doing the right thing as an exercise of conscience. It's extraordinary, and it's an abomination. Really.
Yeah. I mean, it's what dictators do. It's not what democratically elected president should be doing. Can we talk about